Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, April 18th. Court is back in session in New York for the hush money trial against former President Donald Trump, and jury selection is proving to be difficult. Remember, this case stems from Trump's alleged role in illegally concealing hush money payments to an adult film star as legal fees ahead of the 2016 election, charges he's pleaded not guilty to. A juror was excused today after expressing concerns that part of her identity was made public, meaning they've got more work to do to secure 12 New Yorkers and 6 alternates for this historic trial. As of this morning, the defense and prosecution only have 4 more strikes left to remove jurors from the pool, with both sides looking for different things. For the defense, past social media posts from potential jurors about Trump have been grounds to dismiss people. Trump's own social media posts are getting him in hot water, where he has repeatedly criticized the case and attacked the judge, the DA, and likely witnesses on Truth Social. Pool reports from today show prosecutors say the former president violated an imposed gag order 7 more times. The U.S. has slapped new sanctions on Iran's drone program to punish the country for attacking Israel over the weekend. They'll target executives of an engine manufacturer that supplies parts for the drones used in the attack, as well as companies that service the engines and people who provide them to proxy groups. This comes as Israeli officials continue to deliberate how they're going to respond to the attack. Sources say the U.S. expects the retaliation to be limited in scope.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing.
The House foreign aid package faces its first major test today as the political future of Speaker Mike Johnson hangs by a thread because of threats from his own party. Johnson is moving forward with a plan to bring 3 bills to the floor this week for separate votes that would provide billions of dollars to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This upsets some hardline Republicans, like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Is your support for your motion to vacate growing?
It is growing. I think some people are becoming more angry than I am.
Multiple GOP sources tell CNN many members are trying to convince Johnson to raise the threshold required to trigger a motion to vacate the speaker. They say the move would help ensure that he can pass the foreign aid bills and still keep his job without needing to rely on Democrats to bail him out. Currently, any single member can force a floor vote on the motion to vacate, and House Democrats are weighing how to proceed here. An effort to repeal Arizona's Civil War-era abortion law is still alive in the state Senate, as some lawmakers fight to stop it from joining the 14 other U.S. states with near-total bans. The state House failed to advance a similar measure yesterday, with the Republican majority choosing not to discuss it on the floor. In the Senate, though, the bill was introduced with the support of 2 Republican senators who sided with Democrats, but still faces further legislative steps. The revival of the 160-year-old law by the state Supreme Court has sparked political turmoil, with both abortion rights activists and Republican candidates grappling with the issue ahead of competitive races. Now, if the 1864 law were to be repealed, Arizona would revert back to a 15-week abortion restriction signed into law in 2022. Up next, why the gender pay gap in basketball isn't just about money. As the first pick of the WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark was given the maximum rookie contract allowed to play for the Indiana Fever, just over $76,500 for the year. The top men's NBA pick will make $10.5 million. The difference has a lot of people talking about how much women get paid in basketball and the often massive gender pay gap in professional sports in general. But WNBA players aren't saying they want dollar-to-dollar the same as NBA players. Well, not yet, at least. The head of the WNBA Players Association says she understands that the women's league doesn't have as much money to go around, but that's what she'd like to change. She's calling for more investment, better resources, and a strategy to help teams grow. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and if you want a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturday for the next edition of 5 Good Things. Till next time.